Hello and welcome to our weekly podcast of Who's Here in the Hamptons. I'm Dan Rettiner, your host, broadcasting from my home in the Hamptons, where I have lived for over 55 years. I've written a dozen books about this glorious place, and I've seen it grow through the years from small tourist towns, quaint fishing villages, and a summer playground for high society, to what it is today, a world-class resort for celebrities, artists, musicians, authors, and billionaires. In my podcast, I will bring you interviews with not only these people, but also prominent local people who have helped shape the Hamptons. Welcome to Dan's Talks. My guest today is Kim Nichols, who is the CEO of ARF. ARF, A-R-F, Animal Rescue Fund, is what it stands for, is a physical and beautiful location in East Hampton, opposite the East Hampton Airport, which is home temporarily to cats and dogs who are looking for adoption. Before I bring on Kim, let me mention to you, although there she is, so I wanted to ask you if you know the story about Stargazer, the big statue in Manorville, 40 miles away, and how it was related to the Animal Rescue Fund.
So I didn't know the story, but you happened to come visiting last week, and I was talking about our 50th anniversary and joking with you that you know more of our history than I do. And you shared the story with me, and the story was fantastic.
Well, tell it to our listeners in brief. The Animal Rescue Fund was founded, I guess, at least 30 years ago, but about 20 years ago, they decided that the little driveway that came into the Animal Rescue Fund property off the road to the airport was needed to be better marked so people would know it, that that's where it was. And they commissioned Linda Scott, who is a well-known sculptor, to create a sculpture that would archway over the driveway and rise up very tall, 35 feet, to be a grand entrance to the Animal Rescue Fund, which was in a small building at that time. We'll get to that in a minute. And when they got out there and were erecting it, they were swooped in by the sign ordinance people who told them that this was, that they had gotten word from the East Hampton town supervisor that this was going to be a danger to pilots coming in for landings on the runway nearby and could not go up there. So it wound up being taken to Manorville after big troubles, and Linda was very upset and called me at my office. And so anyway, there it is. And when you come out toward the Hamptons and you see that's the big statue with the deer looking up into the sky, think of the East Hampton Animal Rescue Fund, because that is where it was supposed to be. And let me introduce you all to Kim or Ms. Nichols. Which do you like to be called?
Kim and, is great.
Tell me how what you're now director of it and how it's expanded over the years, particularly in the last 5 or 6 years. It was a great increase.
Yeah. So ARF is actually celebrating our 50th anniversary this year. So we were established in 1974 with three volunteers, three women who had the courage. They saw a need for the animals that at the end of season, they found them, you know, on the side of the road and they needed homes. And because we all love animals, sorry, here's Willard, who wants to be on the screen for just a second. Willard is one of our dogs available for adoption. And since then, we've grown only through the support of the community. And it's absolutely incredible. And I love the stories like the one you just shared, where an artist comes together and wants to make a representation of what ARF is and what a special place this is. So most recently, we just reopened last Memorial Day after extensive construction. And all of the kennels were redone. And we built a training center. And the training center is really what differentiates ARF. So we believe in caring for them and making sure that they have a comfortable home while they're with us. But we also take care of all their medical needs and make sure They're as healthy as they can be. And where ARF really exceeds is we work on their behavioral issues. So I'm thrilled that we now have the William Rayner Training Center. And in there, we're able to work with ARF dogs, but also people who adopt or people in the community can come in and take general obedience up through advanced classes like agility.
The animals that you get now are, they're not strays, because most people know about ARF and bring them in if they're going to be leaving the area and don't want and want to leave off their dog, which is really not very nice. But they come from other places. I remember for a long time they were coming from Puerto Rico, from the beach. The surfers used to bring them up, the Montauk surfers were down surfing, and they made a connection. And you've got a group coming soon from South Carolina, isn't it?
Yes, on Friday. So what happens is about 55% of the animals we have are local, and they may be surrenders for economic reasons, or the animals have behavioral issues. Whatever the reason, the family can't care for the animal, we're here to help them. And then we can rehome this animal. And that's very important to us. Dogs like Willard here. Willard came from South Carolina on our last transport. He was a breeder dog. So the only thing that he has known is life in a cage. He's the male part of a pair. And so he's super shy. He's just getting used to people, but he's very friendly and he's coming around. But again, he needs a lot of work. He's afraid of the world because he's never seen the world. Those are the type of dogs that we hope to rescue. And that's why we work with partners like Fostering Foster in South Carolina. And they're bringing another 15 to 17 dogs to us this Friday. So every 2 weeks or so, we have a transport that comes in. The one thing I will say that I'm very proud of this area and the work that the state of New York does, that, you know, when you're talking about puppies, we do such a great job with spaying and neutering. There's not a lot of puppies in the area. So that's where we'll bring puppies from the South, where they don't have the spay neuter programs. And it's really helpful because they have high kill shelters, and ARF is not. We are a no kill shelter.
Do you have dogs that stay there for a very long period of time then?
We do. So depending on their behavior, a lot of dogs have stranger danger, and everybody's a stranger. Or they may be dog aggressive. Obviously, Willard has none of these problems. He's super friendly. so we work with them. But if a dog isn't safe to put in a home, then we will not adopt them out. They'll live with us. So we have one dog here who is a staff favorite, and she is the most affectionate, friendly dog. She has her own suite. She has her own television where she loves anime. She loves to watch her Roku, and she's very comfortable here. I say that we interact with her every day. If she saw another dog, she would try and kill it. So that's not a dog that can safely be out in the public. Yeah. But she's a very loving dog. So she lives with us, and we take good care of her.
Sounds like a security dog for the place.
Yeah. Well, she loves people, so she would lick them. It's dogs like that and we work with all kinds of dogs, and it's amazing with training and play groups how you can see a dog change. I mean, when you met Willard, it was a week ago. He was very shut down and he wouldn't interact, and now you see he's friendly and he wants to be on camera.
That sure does. Tell me a little bit about how you decided you wanted to make a career out of helping animals. Are you from around the East End, or did you grow up elsewhere?
So I was born in Vermont, and I am a fifth generation Vermonter who have always rescued animals. So it was a big part. My grandmother taught me that she would rescue barn cats. And my father is an animal lover, as much as he pretends he isn't. He adores animals. And so to me, every part of my career, and I've always worked for nonprofits, I brought in the animal component to it. So I've worked with hospice and the caring for the animals at the end of an individual's life. They want to know that their animal is going to be well cared for. And places like ARF that can rehome an animal or find a foster situation are essential for people like that. I worked in the domestic violence. I worked for the retreat for over a decade out here. And a lot of people won't leave because they can't bring their pets with them. So again, it's working with people to find a temporary home for their pets because they're family. You know, you love them just like family. So you want to make sure they're well cared for.
When you were up in Vermont, did you rescue any animals that were kind of not of the category that you would normally rescue, like snakes or something? I'm just guessing.
A moose one time. There was a moose in our neighborhood, and it was getting too friendly. So the neighborhood got together and worked to relocate the moose. It was a female. She was great. I mean, she was becoming like a pet, and that's not good for a wild animal.
No. So did you release her out?
I want to clarify. We don't have moose at ARF, though. We got cats and dogs.
How big was this? A full grown moose?
It was a full grown moose. Yes.
So what is that, like 300-400 pounds or more?
Well, I had a Jeep, that much more than that. I had a Jeep, and she was laying in the, she would lay in the road a lot, which was dangerous. And she was laying in the road, and they were trying to get her to move. And when she finally stood up, her belly was higher than the hood of the Jeep. So they're very large animals, and they don't, you know, that's what makes them dangerous because of their size, and they don't realize how big they are, especially on a road. Which is why
How long did you have that moose on your property? Was he?
She was there probably 3 months. She lived in we had an apple orchard, so it was good food. But barn cats and the hospice nurses are the ones who taught me about spaying and neutering and the importance of that and managing a population on a farm. And they would, I was always amazed when they had everything that they needed to help care for a patient and psychologically for the family. And then they'd open up the trunk and they'd have the big leather gloves and they'd have the cat traps because they were going to help with the spaying and neutering. And all the area vets would work with the hospice nurses to it was a great community event. And in spring, it was very busy. Here at FARF, we have something called Operation Cat. And we do the same thing. So we go out into different communities. We have a spay and neuter van, and we will look for the feral colonies. We work with the trappers and then make sure that we spay the cats to, again, it's population management. So they don't, you know, overpopulate and then they don't have enough food or the health issues that come from inbreeding. We can stop all of that.
I want to ask you about, two things. One, and I'll get to both. One is, you can stop up at ARF. How many acres is it altogether?
We have 24 acres.
In order to walk dogs, you can do that without coming away with the dog, and you can be very helpful.
We do ask people to go through an orientation. So there's a correct way to walk a dog and there's an incorrect way to walk a dog. If the dog is walking you, that's probably not the correct way. A lot of training with people to make sure that, you know, the dog is getting plenty of exercise and having a great time. And so are the people. But we're open 7 days a week. And we always appreciate volunteers coming in to help walk or to socialize the cats. So we have two large catteries where the cats free roam. And it's wonderful when people come in and socialize with them because then they get used to people and they become friendlier and friendlier. And we're open 7 days a week and we'd love to have people come visit us.
What are the hours you can come to walk a dog?
So you sign up ahead of time and walking takes place usually at 9 o'clock in the morning, 9:30, and then again in the afternoon. It always amazes me when people say they don't want to visit because they think it will be sad.
I can tell you,
it's one of the happiest places. I mean, you get to interact with dogs, and watching dogs go home it makes every day worthwhile. And when you watch that match happen and how happy they are, And the one thing I love about being part of ARF is if I have the logo on, so many people come up to me and say, I had an ARF dog or I adopted a cat from ARF. And it's been a huge part of the community. It's wonderful to be a part of that.
You'd think that the name ARF should be elsewhere. Is it? Do you know if there's any other animal rescue places that use the name ARF?
There are other animal rescue funds. So yeah. We call ourselves the Animal Rescue Fund of the Hamptons. And this is the only one. We are completely independent. We are funded entirely by contributions. So we depend on our donors and community support. But ARF Hamptons, we are one of a kind. We are unique.
I've noticed a change. If you've been out here now, what, 20 years? You said you were, and there's deer's in the road. I believe, and I wonder if you thought early on years ago, deer would just run out and run right into your car if they didn't notice. But in the last 5 or 10 years, I thought the deer seem to have gotten smarter about cars. And last night we were driving further lane and deer, we saw a deer and he looked at us and ran off. And I wondered if you've changed.
Well, because we have 24 acres, we have a lot of deer on site. So they're familiar. They get very familiar with their territory.
Yeah.
And they do avoid the parking lots here, I can tell, until later at night, in which case they're everywhere. But
can you tell me about any future plans or any other ideas you might want to talk about?
So on May 18th, we are celebrating Pet Celebration Day, and we ask everyone to come by and visit and bring your animals with you. And it's great. You get, you know, a few hundred people here who will come through, and we get to see the dogs that maybe left as puppies and how great they are with their families. And we're doing a big photo mosaic for our 50th anniversary. So we're hoping everybody will come visit the photo booth and get a picture taken with their pets. And then we can add that to it and you can be part of ARF's history. There'll be plenty of activities. So there'll be some training demonstrations. There'll be Ask the Vet. We're going to let the dogs do a few paintings. So we've learned how to have dogs paint on canvas, which will be fun to watch. And there'll be plenty of vendors here. So there's so many local businesses that support dogs and have wonderful products that we want to share that with people who love animals.
Well, thank you for being on this podcast. I've enjoyed it. And I will tell everyone, including you, that I've had dogs all my life and every one of them came from ARF. But I do want to end by talking about something that happened when I first came out here in the 60s about a dog. I had a dog that we had brought with us. His name was Scampi. And we were on Newtown Lane. It was the first time, first day there. And big dog. And he kind of ran off. There were no leashes then, really. People just had their dogs around. But he didn't. And so we were up and down Main Street, up and down Newtown Lane. People started calling. Scampi, everybody's looking all over the place. And what happened was a guy came to Stop and Shop, the big market. He said, your dog's in there. We love him. Come on in. So we went in and here he was when he was out down by the deli, you know, where the meats are and all that stuff. And they were petting him and having a good time. He was having to wagging his tail and came out. You'd never, nobody mattered. Nobody minded you taking dogs anywhere. You could take one right into the supermarket. Thought I'd share that little bit.
And I think that's an important point, though. And then another role that ARF takes on, when a dog does run away, a lot of people will call us and then we will post pictures. It gets put out on social media. It's a good way to help find your dog. Or your cat that's missing. So again, ARF is a resource for the community, and I hope people will use this because there's nothing more terrifying than when your dog runs away.
Yeah, it's true.
Well, I see a lot of dogs in the grocery store still, or businesses welcome them now, and they are, they're family. And if you are looking for a cat or a dog, again, we're open 7 days a week, so come by and visit.
Thank you for being on. We'll talk soon. And I'll stop by soon.
Wonderful.
Okay, bye-bye.